Hi, Doc. You said I could call any time. Did I catch you out of bed? Oh, you're in bed too? Good. That's good. I wanted to tell you about today. I think I had a breakthrough. Are you recording this session? Yeah, like last time, you might want to turn it off. Well, right now, I don't know if this is therapy or not. This is something else. Oh, okay. You're gonna listen to it later? No, I understand. You like to listen. Like I said before, I like to watch. After our call earlier, when we got disconnected, I went for that walk around the lake like I said I would. Sent my sister some photos, called her, left a voicemail. Normal. Everything normal. But then I went to the stables to ask about horseback riding, and I found something. Someone. Them. The maid. The stable hand. As she was on her knees in the hay, her mouth wrapped around his cock. Her tits out, sucking him like she was starving, and I couldn't move. I couldn't look away. It was like my dream, Doc. The one I tried to tell you before. Like watching my husband on FaceTime, but real. Right there. Right in front of me. I hid behind a stall. I watched. I touched myself. I got so close. So fucking close. And then they moved and I couldn't see anymore, and I knocked something over, and she ran. The maid ran, but he stayed with his cock so hard and wet from her mouth, and he blocked my way, wouldn't let me leave, and made me touch it, made me say things. Like what? Well, I told him he had a nice cock. I stroked it. I begged him to fuck me. Right there in the stable, up against the stall. My legs wrapped around him. His hands on my ass. His cock inside me. Fucking me. Hard, like I wasn't some fragile wife. Like I was just a hoe for him to use. No, and I came, Doc. I came so hard. Harder than I have in my entire marriage. No, he filled me up and he came inside me. And I thanked him for it. No, I fucking thanked him for it. And so, I think that was my breakthrough, that I know I'm not the woman that I was earlier today. Honestly, I don't even know who I am anymore. But I know what I want. You're still there? You're still listening? Good. I want you to listen. I want you to hear everything. But I'm not going to just tell you to touch yourself. No. That's for next time. Of course I'm kidding, Doc. For now, just listen. Well, I want you to hear everything. But I'm not gonna tell you to touch yourself. Not yet. That's for next time. For now, just listen.